My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the first day of February 2024, coming to you from the beautiful St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. When I was at breakfast earlier this morning, it was a little rainy outside, so it's not supposed to rain today. So hopefully it'll, by the time I get down there to go ashore, it will clear out. It is a short shore day, so I want to get done as quickly as possible, although I had some difficulties getting things ready this morning. So it's actually a little later start than I wanted to have. But we sail away. Back on the ship is 1:30 this afternoon. So not a whole lot of time. But, I want to go back to my spot where I flipped the scooter on my head, make sure I can go to that spot without doing it again. All right, we do have a couple news stories this morning. A mobility scooter policy from Carnival Corporation. Scootaround has a new app. An outbreak on Queen Victoria. American Airlines lays off 656. Carnival reroutes itineraries. Royal Caribbean emerges in Barcelona. And Bahamas steps up security, and lots more here at whatever time it is, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Today, folks, is National Baked Alaska Day. I'm hoping that we'll have that on the dinner menu tonight. I do like Baked Alaska. So I will be happy to celebrate that with you guys today. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net. And I'm disappointed and apologize for a delay in getting the podcast up the last 2 days. They've been all technical issues involved, nothing that I could fix on the fly here, but they've been late getting posted. So I apologize for that, all you people out there in the podcast network. Anytime you're listening via the podcast, want to jump over to the video feed, there's always a link in the description of the podcast so you can do just that. Anyway, if you are looking for a podcast home, all you have to do is search for Travel and Cruise Industry News on any of the networks, and the old fat travel guy pops up. If you haven't done so, folks, please take this as my invitation to subscribe to this channel. We were at 5298 a little while ago, so we'll be over 5300 today. Of course, I'd like to get 1,000 subscribers by 445. Anyway, so feel free to join us. It doesn't cost you anything. Helps the channel out a lot. The notification will tell you anytime I go live or when a new video is posted. And I am so far behind on posting videos. One of these days, I get caught up. All right. couple news stories this morning from our friends over at Carnival. And folks, those of you that know me know that I am a massive advocate for any disabled travelers. So this story is one when I first saw it and said, okay, let me sharpen up the tongue because I got a feeling I'm going to go ballistic on this. However, I'm going to tell you, folks, this is the way it's been, the way it should be, and I tend to agree with it. You know, I started using scooters 10 years ago and chairs now here the last couple years. It's always been the rule that you must store your scooter in your cabin. You can't leave it in the hallway. There's nothing worse to another scooter user or chair user to try to get by somebody that's left the scooter out in the damn hallway or parked them around the elevator or around stairwells. It doesn't work that way, folks. If you're going to go on it, and I'm an advocate for everybody to get out and go. Don't stay home and feel sorry for yourself. But by all means, make your plans ahead of time, know the rules, and abide by them. That's not too much to ask for anybody with any kind of disability. I travel with a chair that's 26 and a half inches wide. So it's my responsibility to make sure that the cabin has a doorway that's wide enough to go in, because this chair doesn't fold up. Be different if the chair folded up, like my old chair. Many of the scooters don't fold up, but they're generally not this wide. However, if you're on a chair or a scooter, request handicap accessible, wheelchair accessible cabins. Every ship has them. Some ship has more than others. You may not be able to stay exactly where you want to. There may not be, for instance, a handicap accessible a balcony cabin, because there are very few of those and they get snapped up. Sometimes you might have to be on the inside. Or an ocean view. It doesn't bother me that I'm on the inside most of the time, because the nicer wheelchair accessible cabins are generally on the inside. And that doesn't bother me in the least. But anyway, back to the story. Carnival Line Ambassador John Heal posted details of the cruise line's monthly scooter the cruise line's mobility scooter policy and the size limitations for mobility devices on board, and urging guests to be aware of the requirements to avoid the possibility of being denied boarding if the scooter is oversized. And I've seen some scooters now that are pretty big, bigger than the ones that I always use my scooter around, wider, heavier. I understand why they're doing that, folks, but still you need to follow within the guidelines. With increasing number of guests using such scooters, safety procedures must be followed to be sure hallways are not blocked and everyone can move through their stateroom safely. Mobility scooters have become commonplace on cruise ships. Larger, more elaborate scooters, however, can have difficulty navigating narrow hallways and do not always fit within the occasionally tight confines of cruise ship cabins. In order to purchase a standard stateroom on Carnival ships now, mobility devices must be able to fit through a 22-inch wide entryway. 22 inches. That's not very wide. Most of the scooter-round scooters will go through that. Might be a little tight, but most of them will go through that. And the other possibility is that they bolt. I have a chair that's wider than that. It's 25 inches, but it folds up. So, you know, I could get through a door that's not as wide as the handicap accessible ones, because I could fold it up and keep it inside. You can't park it out in the hallway. Yes, it brings scooters that are larger than 21 inches or travel with multiple scooters in the same stateroom must purchase a fully accessible stateroom with a wider doorway. 32 inches is the normal size. That's an ADA compliant doorway. A smaller scooter appropriately suited for the stateroom may be needed. You got to do that ahead of time, folks. You can't get to the ship and have a bigger scooter or a wheelchair and not and a cabin that won't fit it. They're not going to let you on, and it's going to ruin your vacation plans. We don't want that to happen. Accessible staterooms generally have more generous floor space, as well as fewer barriers between the stateroom door, bathroom door, and the overall space in the room. These staterooms also often have automatic door entries, as well as an additional emergency alert system in the room in case of falls or other emergencies. I use those all the time. To ensure that guests with mobility scooters are in compliance with the equipment size restrictions, scooters that appear overly large may be measured when guests check in at the cruise terminal to ensure the equipment will fit safely in the stateroom. Scooters that do not fit in the staterooms will not be allowed to board. Scooter rentals must usually be arranged in advance of a sailing and may not be able to be processed on embarkation day if travelers have not made reservations for the equipment. And it's pretty simple, folks, especially with like Scooter Rent. Yes, I'm a brand ambassador for Scooter Rent. If you need to order a scooter, folks, all the people, just tell them code Chili. They'll know who that is. You'll get the best deal possible. And when you go on the cruise, depending on the port, you'll either pick it up at the curb or it'll be in your cabin waiting for you. I prefer doing it at the curb. But that's me. Other people have different needs. So that's Carnival emphasizing the situation. And it's the way it's been. That there's nothing new about that, folks. So, no, I'm not going to blow a gasket about it. I agree with it. And I hope that all of the disabled community will follow the rules. I'm not trying to break the rules on that. I want to make sure that you don't stay at home feeling sorry for yourself. You get out and cruise, but you do it right. All right, speaking of Scooter Rent, they got a new app on a phone. So, congratulations to Scooter Rent for that. Scooter Rent, the nation's leading provider of mobility equipment solution, is pleased to announce the release of the new Scooter Rent app. The app can be downloaded to a smartphone and allows users to easily book a mobility scooter, wheelchair, or powered chair rental. Rentals can be booked for that day or any time in the future, with deliveries available to the customer's hotel, residence, or cruise ship. The app can also be used to rent equipment within select venues and convention centers across the U.S. The number of travelers requiring mobility assistance has seen a steady increase over the past decade, a trend that is likely to continue as the nation's 65-plus population grows. The app will make our services more accessible to people who require the use of mobility devices while they travel for work pleasure. The Scooter Rent app launched in June and can now be downloaded on both from the App Store and the Google Play Store. All right. And as I said before, folks, go Jilly. That'll help you out. And I make a little bit of money. Use Goodreads. If you even question whether you can walk, there's a lot of walking involved on a cruise ship, folks. I started using the scooters just because of my mobility issues with hips that were bad. They've both now been replaced. I've got a knee that needs to be replaced. Then I had all of the health issues after that. But still, use them. I tell people that are struggling every cruise I'm on, call these people, folks. It's not that expensive, and it makes your whole time on a cruise ship so much more valuable. All right, I'll be back with a couple more stories. Not a whole lot this morning, but a couple more stories after a quick break from one of my network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, the next story this morning, folks. Don't talk about Cunard very often, but an outbreak has struck Cunard's Queen Victoria, affecting 120 of the ship's 1,800 passengers, 15 of the ship's 967 crew, during its current 111-day voyage from Hamburg to Sydney. Health officials are investigating the cause. And it's, gastrointestinal. I'm not going to get into all the this, what is happening. You guys know. Cunard has implemented enhanced cleaning and disinfecting procedures and isolated those who are ill. While the cause of the outbreak remains unidentified, norovirus is a common illness on cruise ship as well as workplaces, schools, other crowded areas characterized by gastrointestinal symptoms. Norovirus is highly contagious and can spread quickly in enclosed environments of like ships. Cruise travelers are advised to take precautionary measures to stay healthy and prevent the spread of illness. Passengers are also encouraged to practice good hygiene, such as hand washing frequently and sanitizing your hands. That helps. It's one of the things many of us learned over the pandemic. All right, I didn't want to go on any kind of a rant today. However, American Airlines announced a layoff of hundreds of employees this week as the carrier seeks to reorganize and improve its customer service team. Today, we announced updates to our contact center organization that will help us better serve our customers. As part of these updates, we are creating a new customer service team that will be dedicated to providing more convenient, elevated support to American Airlines customers with some of their most complex travel needs, the airline said in a statement today. Unfortunately, this means some current positions will be eliminated. Let me see if I get this right. American Airlines wants to enhance their customer service. They want to make it better for the consumer. And to do that, they're going to get rid of people. Is it my cynicism, or does that not make a whole lot of sense to somebody? It doesn't make any sense to me. If you're going to make your customer service base better, why would you get rid of that many people? You got less people to do something better? Yeah, no. It just doesn't work that way, people. I think American Airlines is in for another kind of a setback here. All right. Now, Carnival Corporation has joined a whole bunch of other people now avoiding the Red Sea due to the geopolitical situation. Carnival has chosen to reroute itineraries for 12 ships across its seven brands, originally slated to cross the Red Sea from now until May later this year. No, I'm not going to go through that. If you're scheduled on a Carnival ship between now and May, you were supposed to go to the Red Sea, get the car tucked to Carnival, or talk to your travel advisor to see what the changes are. I mean, they're not canceling the cruises. They're just not putting you in the area that could be harmful. Me? I just would say, okay, so I'm going to a different port, or what? Yeah. All right. Royal Caribbean International, they've been in the news a lot lately. Royal Caribbean Group has emerged as the sole bidder for the future Terminal G at the Port of Barcelona, marking it the only contestant in the bidding process. Cruise giant has seized the opportunity to undertake the construction and operation of the terminal, spanning 54,000 square meters with a 450-meter long quay capable of accommodating the world's largest cruise ship, just like the recently inaugurated Icon of the Seas. So, congratulations to Royal Caribbean. I know that there were bids, and I don't know if the bids were just not made timely or whatever, but I know MSC and Norwegian were both talking about and in the running for building that new terminal in Barcelona. But Royal got it. All right, let's jump over in the chat room and see who is fussing at me today. Hot Air Tom was confused on the time. Did I confuse you, Hot Air? If I did, I'm sorry. But yeah, I do my shows on our regular time. I don't change the time of the shows, except for a special time show, which, because I'm in port yesterday, today, and tomorrow on this cruise, I'm doing the show earlier so I can go ashore. So, and by the way, I did make it ashore yesterday. Right after the show, I went down to the gangway and it was pouring down rain. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. So I got back, came back on board and had some lunch with a couple of the ladies in my group. And after that, I was debating on, well, I need to do some work on my accessibility study. I need to do some filming, the stuff that I'm behind on. So, well, I'll go check the weather first. So I went down and it wasn't raining. So I went on and got off the ship yesterday at San Juan. I had wanted to go to the Barrachina restaurant, which is the home of the Pina Colada. And I got a directions, and they said, well, you go down this street, whatever they call it, Calais, two blocks, and then you turn up four blocks, and then it's on the left. So I went down the two blocks, turned up one, maybe a block or so, going up toward the four block part portion of the roll. And it was getting a little sketchy, a little rough, narrow sidewalks, some in ill repair. I wasn't comfortable on the chair. So I said, I'll save that for maybe a time and when I can find transportation to get there. So I turned around and headed back. I said, well, I'll stop at Senior Frogs. If anybody's been to San Juan, there's a Senior Frogs right there where the ship's docked. So I went in there, and there was a ramp right up to the desk where you have to talk to the lady. Now, that's me on the chair on the ramp. And I sat and I sat and I sat. Finally, she comes back. She says, it's going to be 20 to 30 minutes before we have a table. And I said, what? I said, there's four empty tables right here, close. She says, yes, but we're cleaning. I said, what? You're cleaning in the middle of a cruise day? You've got two massive ships here. It rained all morning. It's lunchtime and you're cleaning? I said, no. Well, sorry, sir. It's going to be 20 to 30 minutes. I said, well, hell with that. I'll go get a pina colada someplace else. So I got back down the street. I didn't see any bars close by. I did a little filming, and I got back on the ship. So maybe I'll go get a pina colada today. I got my little bar that I went to. It's to lick my wounds after I flipped the scooter on my head. All right, let's see who else is here today. If I can see. Steve's with us. Hey, good morning, Steve. Out of Kentucky. Gretchen's here. Hi, Gretchen. Mike's with us on the other side of the pond. Hi, Mike. There's Cindy. Katie's here from Icon of the Seas. Katie, I apologize that I have not been able to even try to contact you. I've probably been busier on this cruise than any I've done. And it just everything, but by embarkation day being so screwed up with the Wi-Fi situation that I didn't get anything done that I normally do to get the week started off right. I've been struggling to try to catch up, and I haven't been able to do that. So even if I don't get it done this week, Katie, then maybe one day next week I'll have you on. We'll talk about the Icon. Amy's with us. Hi, Amy. Sounds like a good problem we had on the last cruise on Joy. Lady parked her scooter in the middle of the hall, then got nasty when we couldn't get past, and steward asked them to move it. Yeah, these, to me, arrogant people that do that, that think you can just park it there. There's other of us that have the same problems, lady, that you're screwing with. Not to mention, you're being a deterrent to everybody else. And that's not fair any more than people that run into the people on scooters or chairs. But it's got to go both ways, folks. If you've got a disability, certainly we want you to have a good time. But you can't do it at the expense of everybody else that's cruising. That wouldn't be right either. So, yeah, that's what happens. I will say on the Epic, I have not seen a scooter parked in the hall. My biggest bugaboo with, and it's the Epic's another perfect example of them, the housekeeping carts are too wide. And they're parked in the hallways constantly. And you just can't get by them unless you get the carts put into the little door, the alcove at the door where it's got a little extra space. And the carts are everywhere, no matter where you're going on the floor. I've tried to go up to the on deck 13 here, where the you look at the bridge, the bridge observatory. I think 4 or 5 times I've been up there on 13. I can't get from the elevator to the observatory because the carts are too wide, and you can't ever find the housemates up there. So I will say on the Epic, I have very little on my list to complain about so far, which is a good thing. And there's not a whole lot they can do about that. I realize the size of the carts is going to change. Let's see. Hot Air Tom says, I'm going to play Scooter Hide and Seek with her, but decided to avoid that area of the hallway. Yeah. And the thing is, if she's actually taking care of the scooter properly, she's taking the key out and has that in the cabin. So you can't move the scooter. Dirty dishes in the hallway are a problem, too. And a drunk passenger falling on them and breaking, in addition to blocking wheelchairs, etc. Yeah, I agree. I don't like that. I was given sent up a thing of chocolate covered strawberries by the crew here for the work that I'm doing on the ship, which was a nice thing for them to do. And I ate them, you know. So I didn't put them outside on the floor. I put them actually on the floor inside my door where my steward wouldn't miss them. And he didn't. And he took them. Yeah. That's not that difficult. Graham Salah. Yes, I'm interested. Okay. Thanks for joining us. We do this every day, by the way. The irate nasty lady with the scooter in the hall said it doesn't fit in the room. What do you want me to do? Very poor planning. Lack of courtesy for others. Yeah, if it doesn't fit in the room, that's your fault. Because you didn't look into it ahead of time. So, I met a poor gentleman in a wheelchair due to a drunk scooter person ran over his foot and broke it. Yeah, that can happen too, where people are not careful. They try to go too fast. And thankfully, I've never run into anybody. Yeah, I've had the 2 accidents with them flipping. But okay, he says, off to a sea day brunch in Galitour. Oh, very nice. Man, I got a lot to talk to you about, Katie. Corporate America, I'm sure. Consultants were involved in this decision. There's Dennis. Hey, Dennis. The bushwhackers are good at the lookout. Have to look out if you can get there. There are cars up there, so maybe you can drive the chair on the road. Well, I'll go out and see. Of course, I'm going to have a limited amount of time because the ship leaves so early today. Kiera Allen says, hey, Kiera, glad you're with us. Dennis says, senior frogs. We're Hard Rock Cafe, Planet Hollywood, Carlos and Charlie's Rainforest Cafe closed. Popping by Diamonds International. I didn't go looking. That was right there where the ship was. I had gone off the ship to the left, trying to get up to the home of the Pina Colada. So I didn't go back to the right, which is toward Old Town. But I was having some difficulties with the sidewalks there. Plus, like the tile portions of the sidewalks were still wet and slick. And the cobblestone, which technically is not really cobblestone, but they were really rough. And a lot of breaks in the sidewalk. And yeah, San Juan needs some improvements to their infrastructure there. Roberts, good morning, everyone. Late, but happy to be catching part of the show. Well, we're always glad you're here, Robert. Otter says, that is one good side effect of stewards being responsible for more cabins. There are less carts in the hall to avoid. Cindy has maybe to move the carts, but usually the stewards come running. Yeah, that if you can see a room that's open, that they're in work, and I'll holler at them. But I'm finding I've had several cruises now where you couldn't find the stewards and the carts were still in the hallway. Best pina colada recipe, Coco Lopez cream of coconut with fine crushed pineapple. Fill mixture with ice, mix at high speed until creamy texture. Delicious Coco Lopez is a global brand. Yes, it is. And I have done that at home before. The cruise ship designers only need to have alcoves every so many cabins on the inside wall so the carts can be parked without blocking the hall. Yeah. Well, it's just like the designers need to be aware of push button doorways for the handicap folks. My cabin, it's a key activated outside but automatic. So all I got to do is tap it and the door opens into the cabin. There's not an automatic opener on the inside, but all I have to do is touch. Slightly pull on the handle and it opens, but it opens quick and I have to jam the chair in reverse to get out of the way of the door so the door doesn't hit me going open. So it definitely needs a touch plate on the inside where you can open it before you get in the way of the door. Yeah, but all the public restrooms that I've been, I have not completed the whole ship's survey yet, but the ones that I have checked on or been to, all are touch plate. All are where there's a men's and women's, in a bank and an accessible one. So you don't have everybody coming into the accessible room because the other ones are not close by or anything. So I've not had to wait at all for the wheelchair accessible restrooms, and everyone has had adequate room inside, touch plate in and out. So yeah, they're done right. Did you read my replay comment about getting the real-time Google search Miami and any city around the globe? No, I didn't, Dennis, as a matter of fact. I missed that. if that was just this week, it's very possible that, I mean, I've spent very little time doing what I normally do because my responsibilities are a lot higher on this cruise. Charlotte says, hi. Hello, Charlotte. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Again, thanks for hopping in early. I'll be early again tomorrow. I'll be in Amber Cove tomorrow. At least that's what everybody says. Hot Air Tom says, I wonder if you are in Taino Bay or whatever the other one is. At Amber, next to Amber Cove. Puerto Plata. That's where the Norwegian ships normally go. But everything that I have says Amber Cove, which I love Amber Cove. I will go straight to the Cana Lounge and have a pina colada. Probably have something to eat, too. But, yeah, that's going to be tomorrow. Hopefully we have decent weather. It's really sucked to have some bad weather. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. As always, thanks for being with me. Please smash that thumbs up button. That helps us out a lot. Also, take this as my invitation to join us by subscribing to this channel. And we will do this again tomorrow. So that's it for today, guys. As always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas. This is the old fat travel guy. See you tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.